On and on the volunteers marched, and Klaus and Sonny marched with them, but with every ho-ho-ho and he-he-he, their hearts sank lower and lower. The two Baudelaires followed the members of VFD up and down the staircases of the hospital, and although they saw a great number of confusing maps, intercom speakers, and sick people, they did not catch a glimpse of their sister. They visited room 201 and sang to Jonah Mapple, who was suffering from seasickness, and they gave a heart-shaped balloon to Charlie Anderson in room 714, who had injured himself in an accident, and they visited Clarissa Dalloway, who did not seem to have anything wrong with her, but was staring sadly out the window of room 1308. But nowhere in any of the rooms that the volunteers marched into was Violet Baudelaire, who Klaus and Sonny feared was suffering more than any of the other patients.
"Kayoon,"
Sonny said, as the volunteers walked up yet another staircase. She meant something along the lines of, "We've been wandering around the hospital all morning, and we're no closer to rescuing our sister." And Klaus nodded grimly in agreement. "I know," Klaus said, "but the members of VFD are going to visit every single person in Heimlich Hospital. We're sure to find Violet eventually."
"Attention! Attention!"
a voice announced, and the volunteers stopped singing and gathered around the nearest intercom speaker to hear what Mattathias had to say.
"Attention,"
Mattathias said.
"Today is a very important day in the history of the hospital. In precisely 1 hour, a doctor here will perform the world's first craniectomy on a 14-year-old girl. We all hope that this very dangerous operation is a complete success. That is all."
"Violet,"
Sonny murmured to her brother. "I think so too," Klaus said, "and I don't like the sound of that operation. Cranio means head, and ectomy is a medical term for removing something."
"Decap?"
Sonny asked in a horrified whisper. She meant something like, "Do you think they're going to cut off Violet's head?" "I don't know," Klaus said with a shudder. "But we can't wander around with these singing volunteers any longer. We've got to find her right away."
"Okay,"
a volunteer called, consulting the list.
"The next patient is Emma Bovary in room 2611. She has food poisoning, so she needs a particularly cheerful attitude."
"Excuse me, brother," Klaus said to the volunteer, reluctantly using the term brother instead of person I hardly know. "I was wondering if I could borrow your copy of the patient list."
"Of course," the volunteer replied. "I don't like to read all these names of sick people anyway. It's too depressing. I'd rather hold balloons."